Let's move on to our regular agenda, please. Item 861.
Appoint Alan Warman, Gwen Johnson, Julia Person, Kendra Smith, Lee Moore, Meredith Connolly, Michael Harrison, Robert Martineau, and Janet Hawkins to the Portland Utility Board for terms to expire September 1, 2018.
So this is an important turning point. We thanked the members of the PERB this morning, and now we open a new chapter with this set of appointments. Commissioner Fish, do you have some comments, please?
Thank you, Mayor. And I want to just say, if it looks like the utilities have taken over our agenda today, the truth is we have, and we won't do it again, but there's some real milestone actions that we're taking today. Mayor, I'm very pleased to join with you in bringing to council our proposed 9 inaugural members of the city's newly created Portland Utility Board. The City Council previously directed the creation of the new board based on the recommendations of the Utility Oversight Blue Ribbon Commission, chaired by Dwight Holton. This new body will report to the City Council and will provide independent oversight of the Portland Water Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services. Both the quality and the number of applicants that we receive for these positions speaks highly for the importance Portlanders place on this new board. Starting with a list of names recommended by the community and by members of the Blue Ribbon Commission, we use the Office of Neighborhood Involvement distribution list to advertise the positions, and I'm told once it went out through neighborhood listservs, as many as 40,000 people could have seen the solicitation. We ultimately received 50 applications, which is a very strong number in light of the history that we've had and the difficulties we've had in recruiting people to the predecessor body, the PERB. We took those 50 candidates, and Jackie Dingfelder from your office and Jim Blackwood in my office served as a screening team. And I want to take this moment, Mayor, to really thank and applaud Jackie for all of her hard work, and she chose the hell of a day to call in sick because this is a day I think we could really thank her for the good work and, frankly, the great partnership that we have experienced with her. And I know she and her husband have announced they're moving abroad for a while, and she will be greatly missed in this building. She has provided yeoman service on many issues, including moving the mayor's environmental agenda. The proposed board members represent a variety of technical and management disciplines, including, I'm pleased to say, representatives of public and private utilities, engineering, environmental advocacy, planning, finance, environmental science, water system management, and even neighborhood activism. As stated in the ordinance that created the pub, the terms will be staggered once the body can meet and appointees can state their personal preferences. I intend to return to council with an item that documents the final proposal for staggered terms. The first meeting of this body is scheduled for September 1st. Again, we are really delighted with the quality of the applicant pool, and we're even more delighted that 9 of the very best people who applied for this position have agreed to serve if appointed. Mayor, we've been working on this for a long time. And I know there were some in the community that doubted our commitment to this exercise. And I think today is just another important milestone in the process. And I hope my colleagues and will join with others we've heard from the community who have been really impressed with the quality of the people that have offered to step up. We're excited to make this a meaningful oversight body and to get to work. Today, though, we have the nominees before council seeking approval.
Thank you. Questions?
I have a friendly amendment to suggest. The ordinance that we approved, whenever it was, back in May, required that the terms would be staggered when appointed.
Right.
I certainly concur with Commissioner Fish's recommendation that we appoint members and that they then figure out who wants to do the different terms. But if I would suggest that instead of all of the terms ending September 1st, 2018. We make them all end June 30th of 2016. My understanding of talking with Commissioner Fisher's staff is that it's intending that they would run fiscal year to fiscal year.
Yep.
And that way we were sure that, well, we can get back into compliance with the authorizing ordinance sooner rather than later.
Mayor, I support this as a friendly amendment for a couple of reasons. It gives us a year to sort out the staggered terms, and it also gives us a year to work with Office of Equity, ONI, and others on any proposals that are developed concerning term limits for boards and commissions. So we would accept that as a friendly amendment, or if we are so directed, we would be pleased to put it for a vote.
Okay, well, I'll just assume that that's an amendment before us, and we can just take a quick roll call vote to amend the report to have September 1, 2018 changed to June 30th, 2016.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Commissioner. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Anyone want to speak before we adopt this report? If not, then a motion, please, to accept the report as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you, both Mayor and Commissioner Fish in particular, for leading the charge to create this new committee, the Public Utility Board, or Portland Utility Board.
There you go.
Excuse me. The PUB. And it looks like an impressive roster of initial members, and I look forward to them providing us guidance and to the bureaus they also help oversee as well. I think it's a great great new committee, and I appreciate all your work in bringing this together. Aye.
Novick?
Some might argue that Portland doesn't really need a new pub, but in this case, I hope that even the naysayers to new pubs would make an exception. Aye.
Fritz?
Having just returned from England, you cannot have too many pubs. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for your thoughtfulness working with the mayor on this. I'm a little disappointed I have been out of the country for the last 3 weeks because I'm somewhat concerned that the demographics don't quite reflect the city as a whole and that we don't have as much of a voice for environmental advocates as I might have preferred to see with having the amendment to come back again within 9 months and with then looking at term limits, which, as everybody will remember, when we discussed the implementing the authorizing ordinance, I expressed concern about not having term limits on a body which is going to be so important. It seems to me that we're not appointing the Supreme Court to live to serve ad infinitum, and it's politically and also Portland polite to object to reappointments as well as appointments. And so I think having term limits, as the Office of Equity and Human Rights is looking to implement for all boards and commissions, is something that will help make sure that that doesn't happen. This is definitely a very impressive slate of folks who are willing to serve, and as was previously mentioned, they're going to be working enormously hard, both to get up to speed and then diligently attending the meetings, and I look forward to being part of that process. Also need to express my great satisfaction. As Commissioner Fish noticed in an earlier item, there are two utility experts in the City Budget Office that have been supported and funded. When Commissioner Fish and I worked on setting up the City Budget Office, that had been a hope that we were a plan at that time, and it's good that there's now the political support to do it. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you very much. You know, we haven't invited all the candidates to be here today, Mayor, but I think it would be, I think, important to take a moment and just reflect on a number of the people that have agreed to serve. And let's start with Meredith Connolly. And there's a number of these people I don't know, which makes it even more exciting to me because I know them through the screening process. I know of them. I've reviewed their CVs. But there's some new faces. And I think it's very good and healthy for our processes to bring new citizens into the mix to give us different perspectives. Meredith Connolly works at the Natural Resources Defense Council, the NRDC, which is one of the leading environmental advocacy groups in America. And I particularly like the fact, Commissioner Fritz, that she volunteers with the Portland Parks Tree Inventory Program. She's got her priorities right. Michael Harrison is someone we're familiar with from OHSU, which means he has a perspective as a customer. He has also previously served on a Bureau Advisory Committee, and he's lived in neighborhoods ranging from Cully and Homestead to Lentz and elsewhere. Janet Hawkins is employed by the county, DCHS Community Services. She's the current chair of the Hayhurst Neighborhood Association. One of the things, though, that really stood out in terms of her application is as we move forward, Commissioner Novick, and we think about equity and discounts and how we can better serve older adults and struggling families, we thought having someone like Janet on the panel would be enormously helpful to track those issues of concern to the council. Gwen Johnson teaches at a place called Portland State University, and her background is environmental engineering, which we think is enormously helpful, and she has a PhD in soil, water, and environmental services. She's also served on the governor's Resilient Oregon Steering Committee Water and Wastewater Task Group, so again, she brings a particular focus on resilience that I know is important to this council. Rob Martineau fills the position that the council directed be created for a labor representative. He's he has boots on the ground, rank and file, and has done a great job serving in a representative capacity through AFSCME, as well as being a valued employee of the Water Bureau. And I'm told he attended all meetings of the Utility Oversight Blue Ribbon Commission, so he probably shares that honor with a couple of people. Shows, I think, his dedication. Lee Moore Sr. Is one of the biggest catches for a number of reasons. We know Lee because of his community service, because he grew up in Vanport, because he's been active on so many issues. I had the honor of serving with him on the Home Forward Board, but he is the general manager of the Clackamas River Water, which means we're going to have someone on our oversight body that leads a peer organization that has particular expertise around water issues, and we'll learn from him how we might be able to do our business better or differently. Julia Person is the sustainability manager at the Craft Brew Alliance, and she's affiliated with the Widmer Brothers Brewing. She has a master's degree from PSU in urban and regional planning, and she has a perspective of large water users and of the growing number of breweries in our community that have chosen to locate here because they think the Bull Run water is the secret to their success. Kendra Smith is the director of the Model Watershed Program in Oregon for the Bonneville Environmental Foundation. She has an extensive academic background in environmental and ecosystems. She was a member of the Blue Ribbon Commission, so she brings that continuity. And she serves on the Metro Green Spaces Capital Grant Selection Committee and, again, the Portland Urban Forestry Commission, so she's deeply grounded in community service. Alan Warman, who rounds out this distinguished group, works for Portland General Electric, where he focuses on customer service. Mayor, that's one of the issues that you have noted that you would like us to continue to make progress on, and you've particularly challenged us to expand our monthly billing program and our e-billing program. And we're actually inching towards 20,000 people who've rolled, and we'll continue to press that case. Alan serves on a number of nonprofit boards. He's currently president of the Rocky Butte Homeowners Association, and he's been active in Oregon Mentors and the Institute for Youth Success. I'm incredibly impressed and proud of this group, the breadth of their experience. They're from all quarters of our community. They bring, and I think, an unusually high level of professional expertise, academic achievement, demonstrated community service. At a time when historically we've had difficulty recruiting people to serve on these kinds of bodies, and this in some ways is among the most demanding assignments that we will be asking of someone. To have 50 people step up and say they want to serve, and ultimately to have 9 people of this quality agree to serve, I think, bodes well. I'm grateful to everyone who participated in the screening process and who helped us get to this point. Appreciate the partnership with Jackie Dingfelder and the mayor's office. And we're ready to get to work and begin the process of bringing them up to speed so they can be full partners, Mayor, in our next budget process. Thanks to Jim Blackwood in my office and everyone who helped on this. Aye.
Anything else?
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fish, for actually giving us that summary view of each of these people as individuals and their qualifications, because I am impressed with the group and want to thank them and all 50 people who applied, and yes, Jackie and Jim and others who have helped get us to this point. We depend so much on volunteers. I think the five of us are always conscious of that because we see these different citizen boards and commissions come through here with whether it's a land use case, landmarks case, a design review case, a major planning effort. There's so many places where we really depend on citizens to step up, and we, once again, are going to be blessed by having these folks with their qualifications doing that volunteer job that really makes government work effectively here in Portland. So I appreciate it. Just do need to clarify, though, however, that given the earlier discussion about the acronym, that although we always try to take good care of our volunteers, this particular pub will only be serving pints of cool, clear Bull Run water, just in case anyone had the wrong impression. So we look forward to them enjoying that water and this volunteer role and helping us do a good job of managing our public utilities. Aye. Thank you. Let's